Your portfolio contains 17 mutual funds, 8 individual stocks, 2 alternative investments, and a cryptocurrency position you barely understand. You check it 3 times daily, read market commentary obsessively, and lose sleep when headlines turn negative. Meanwhile, your neighbor owns 3 index funds, checks his account quarterly, and sleeps soundly. Who do you think will be wealthier in 20 years? The uncomfortable truth is that investment success rarely comes from doing more. It comes from doing less, but doing it consistently. Complex strategies create an illusion of control while actually increasing the odds of costly mistakes. Markets crashed in March 2020. Investors who panicked and sold locked in devastating losses. Those who maintained discipline and rebalanced into stocks captured the subsequent recovery. What separated these groups wasn't intelligence or market knowledge, it was focus. One group obsessed over uncontrollable variables like pandemic trajectories and Federal Reserve decisions. The other focused exclusively on controllable factors, their savings rate, asset allocation, and rebalancing schedule. This distinction determines investment outcomes more than any other factor. You cannot control interest rates, inflation, geopolitical events, or market sentiment. Worrying about these elements wastes mental energy that could be directed toward productive activities. Instead, control your savings rate, minimize costs, maintain appropriate diversification, and manage behavioral errors. When you create systematic processes for these controllable elements, market volatility becomes background noise rather than a crisis requiring constant attention. Market crashes arrive reliably each decade: 1987, 2000, 2008, 2020. The next one is coming. Your investment strategy only works if you maintain it when your balance drops 30% and experts predict worse ahead. An aggressive portfolio might maximize theoretical returns, but if it causes panic selling during downturns, it loses to a moderate allocation you can hold through volatility. Consistency compounds, panic destroys wealth. Your investment process must match your emotional reality, not theoretical ideals. If stocks keep you awake, add bonds, regardless of what models suggest. Simple rules like rebalance when any asset deviates 5% from target provide clarity when fear or greed strike. Automation amplifies this by making good decisions once, then removing opportunities for self-sabotage. Automatic contributions, reinvestments, and rebalancing protect you from future weakness. Intelligence helps in investing, but only to a point. Once you grasp fundamentals, diversification, compound interest, risk-return relationships, additional IQ points offer diminishing returns. Emotional control becomes far more valuable. Wall Street employs thousands of brilliant minds who consistently underperform simple index funds because they cannot control their overconfidence or crowd psychology. Long-term capital management, managed by Nobel Prize winners, nearly collapsed the global financial system in 1998 through excessive leverage and overconfidence. Understanding your psychological weaknesses provides a crucial edge. Are you prone to overconfidence after wins? Do you chase recent performance? Does fear paralyze you during declines? Keep an investment journal documenting decisions and the emotions driving them. Review it periodically to spot patterns. This self-awareness pays lifelong dividends. David Swensen achieved extraordinary returns managing Yale's endowment, nearly 14% annually since the mid-1990s. You're not him. Yale benefits from $20 billion in assets, 26 professionals, tax-exempt status, infinite time horizons, and exclusive opportunities. Swensen himself insists the overwhelming number of investors should be completely invested in low-cost index funds. Accepting your limitations is the first step toward better investing. Stock picking dominates financial media, but asset allocation, your mix of stocks, bonds, and other investments, determines over 90% of your portfolio's performance and risk. During the 2000s lost decade, when the S&P 500 delivered negative returns, a diversified portfolio of small-cap value stocks, REITs, emerging markets, and mid-caps earned over 7% annually. Leadership among asset classes rotates unpredictably, making diversification essential for managing both volatility and emotions. Without proper asset allocation, diversification, rebalancing, and discipline, even promising investments lead to disaster through overconcentration or poor timing. The encouraging news? You don't need extraordinary returns for financial success. Market average returns put you ahead of most professional funds after fees and taxes. While Yale and Harvard achieved exceptional returns, the average endowment merely matched a simple 60-40 stock bond portfolio. This reveals a profound truth. Sophisticated strategies work for very few, while straightforward approaches work for almost everyone. For most investors, passive, systematic strategies offer higher success probability than chasing active managers. Warren Buffett accumulated over 99% of his fortune after his 50th birthday. Even history's greatest investor needed decades for compound interest to work its magic. Saving money will always trump investment strategy. Someone saving 15% with average returns will accumulate more than someone saving 5% with exceptional returns. This mathematical reality frustrates those seeking investment alchemy, but liberates those who embrace it. Dollar-cost averaging, investing fixed amounts at regular intervals, automates saving and removes emotion. You buy more shares when prices are low, fewer when high, implementing buy low without market timing. Your edge as an individual investor comes from your long-term perspective. While professionals face constant pressure for quarterly results, you answer only to yourself. High-frequency traders operate in milliseconds, but your time frame spans decades. This patience becomes your competitive advantage. Financial advisor Nick Murray observed, "No matter how much money you have, if you're still worried, you aren't wealthy. True wealth means having enough to live meaningfully without constant financial anxiety." Research identifies five ways money increases happiness. Buy experiences rather than things. Make pleasures occasional treats. Buy time by outsourcing unpleasant tasks. Pay now and consume later. And invest in others. Of these, charitable giving shows the strongest effect. Even small donations boost happiness comparable to doubling household income. Investing means delaying gratification, but this sacrifice only makes sense if it serves meaningful purposes. Without clarity about why you're investing, you'll abandon your plan when markets turn challenging. Your portfolio should serve specific goals: supporting family, traveling, contributing to causes, or pursuing creative interests. These purposes provide the psychological anchor you'll need during inevitable market storms. Wealth serves life, not the other way around. The most successful investors view money as a tool for creating the life they want, not as an end in itself. This perspective transforms investing from chasing maximum returns to building sufficient resources for what truly matters. When you adopt this mindset, decisions become clearer. You stop chasing hot stocks or complex strategies that don't align with your goals. You stop comparing returns because your financial journey is uniquely yours. You stop losing sleep over volatility because you've built a portfolio matching your risk tolerance and timeline. True investment success means having enough to support your values and priorities. It's not about the highest account balance or beating benchmarks. It's about having resources to live according to your values, help people and causes you care about, and pursue genuine fulfillment. This is wealth that actually matters. Not numbers on a screen, but the tangible ability to shape your life and contribute meaningfully to the world around you.